tonight. Join my next guest at Gazelle Sports right here in Grand Rapids for an opportunity to, well, learn how to be fast. Honored to speak with you. Olympic medalist, American record holder, Dina Castor in town tonight, basically to show off your tips about implementing a healthy family lifestyle. Dina, an honor to speak with you.
Thank you so much for having me, and an honor to take a break of politics, because fitness shows no party lines. We take in everybody, and runners especially want to be able to share the depths of life that that running can uncover and discover for you, and want to share that with everybody so that we can make the world a better place 1 mile at a time.
Thank you for that reminder. This partnership between ASICS and Gazelle Sports, you will be mingling with dozens of Grand Rapids residents who will hear you speak at a rooftop brews and bites with Dina Castor. I know you're capped at 50 attendees, and you've got a great opportunity to share your secrets. What is, the secret to your success, Dina?
I think commitment is definitely something that is required to be successful in any endeavor. But really, mindset is critical, that in order to get the most out of ourselves physically and most out of ourselves in lives, we really need to be optimists and persevere and really harness all of the qualities of an optimist by being resilient and being grateful and being forward-thinking and seeking solutions. So I think that through working through your mind, you have greater powers than you ever imagined. And that's really the message that I want to share with people tonight. I had the honor to visit yesterday with runners and the community in Birmingham at Gazelle Sports in the morning, and then in the evening in Northville at the Gazelle Sports. So it was really a wonderful and empowering day to be able to visit with the community there, and I look forward to doing it in Grand Rapids tonight.
That's great. Dina, before I get into asking for some tips for healthy snacks and more, what is your claim to fame? What's your strongest memory when it comes to your success, fitness-wise?
Yeah, I think all of my successes that stand out are the moments that I was able to, in the crux of a race, with the opportunity to give up or dig down, that I dug down. And whether I won the race or not was really not the point, even though that's what drove me for so many years, was to win races and break records and earn medals. But when it came down to it, the races I'm most proud of are the ones that I really made those mental shifts to get the best out of myself. And so those are the Chicago Marathon, the London Marathon, 2005 and 2006, the Olympic Games in 2004, just those moments where it was really the sum of everything that I was, and I was able to execute it in that manner that day that I'm most proud of.
Great. Thanks for that. Dina Castor with us tonight here in Grand Rapids. Hey, how do we implement healthy habits in the midst of a hectic back-to-school schedule these days?
I know. I'm a mom of a six-year-old, so I was just living it the last couple of weeks, trying to get in the groove of school and pack lunches and provide healthy snacks and do it all over again when Piper came home from school to have dinner ready and snacks ready, then dinner ready. So I definitely get the busy schedule in the middle of, I just finished writing my memoir 2 days ago, so that is turned into my publisher. So balancing, we all have multiple hats and things we're trying to juggle. And if anyone out there is like me, you want to do every single one of them really, really well. Mm-hmm. So for me to sustain that type of effort throughout the day, you need to have really good, healthy snacks on hand. So part of what I was doing yesterday, and that I'll be sharing tonight in Grand Rapids at Gazelle Sports, is just having healthy foods on hand. And I used an example yesterday when we were making guacamole. I had some diced mango to throw in there, and fresh cilantro, and red onions, and jalapenos. But really, an avocado, when you look at any food out there, we all looked for those easy-to-grab boxes and bags of chips and pretzels, fast foods in the grocery store. But if you look at just an avocado, for an example, a whole food has everything you need in it. An avocado has all these vitamins and minerals, but every single vitamin in an avocado is fat soluble. So it doesn't dissolve and absorb in water-based. It absorbs through fats. And what is avocado high in? It's high in fat, and it's the good fat, the one that helps with brain function and reduces inflammation. So just in one avocado, it has everything you need to absorb and utilize those nutrients. So rather than grabbing a vitamin because your diet's not that great, grab a vitamin and get those nutrients. Try grabbing whole foods, because those are the foods that are really going to sustain you and allow you to get the most bang for your buck, vitamin and mineral wise.
Awesome. And it's evident that you practice what you preach. Final note when it comes to active activities of the whole family, Dina?
Oh, yeah. I live in the mountains of Mammoth Lakes, California. It's a ski resort. And I feel like any time of year, there's something drawing us out, whether it's sledding and skiing and snowboarding or snowshoeing in the snow, or whether it's hiking and walking around the lakes and paddleboarding in the summertime. So get out. Our environments around us are begging for attention, and just get out and start observing your surroundings, whether it's a walk around the neighborhood and checking out the landscape in front of people's houses. Just get out and pay attention and enjoy where you live. We work hard day in and day out, whether it's in the office or in the house, and to be outside and enjoy what our natural surroundings have to offer is quite a joy, and also helps express gratitude, which is one of the engines that drive us. So to optimize who we are and what we're doing, show a little gratitude and get out there and enjoy what we have in our surroundings.
Awesome. Tonight, again, Gazelle Sports chatting with you with getting these tips and more. GazelleSports.com. Dina Castor, how do we find out more about you?
I have a website, dinacastor.com, DeenaKastor, and I just launched pre-sales of my book, so go grab a book and grab some gratitude and sit down and enjoy.
Awesome. Will you run today?
I sure will. I'm going to go out for a run right after this interview with my A6 friends.
Go get them. Thanks, Dina. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Yep.